You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
I want to talk about community and what that means to you in your job or even in your volunteer life. So I would say that my community is the people that I have common interests with. And I'll give you a professional example. So I work in healthcare compliance, and I am a member of the Healthcare Compliance Association, and I also serve on the board of directors of that association. I see that association and the people in that association across the country and even into the far-reaching areas of the world, my people, my community. I refer to it as my peeps. We have a common interest in healthcare compliance. And I would say, you know, the goal of being a member of an organization that you feel as though you have common interest with makes many of us have connections that we never would have thought possible. And what I will say about my involvement with HCCA is, it has provided me with opportunities for speaking, for meeting other like-minded individuals in my industry, and it helps me to promote the highest standard in a compliance community across the country. You know, 25 years ago, when I came into the field of healthcare compliance as a protocol liaison at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, I was tipping, you know, into the compliance realm. I had worked in clinical research, but when I became that position, I became the person that was interacting with the pharmaceutical sponsor, interacting with the customers in the form of the PIs or principal investigators. And what we were doing came into a compliance realm because we were doing a budget with a review of what was standard of care, what was going to be paid for by the sponsor. I started reviewing contracts, and I slowly started creeping into needing a community where I could learn, receive instruction from, and grow in my profession. So from that instance, in the 25 years that I've been a member of Healthcare Compliance Association, I have seen not only the organization grow, but my reach with my community or my peeps throughout the organization has grown in the form of attending conferences, speaking, doing web conference events, writing for their Compliance Today magazine, and the social network that I have from working and being involved in that type of association. So my second thought is that I have friends that I have in my life that we have a common bond in the form of I have twin daughters. And I joined an association many, many years ago called, at the time, the National Organization of Mothers of Twins Clubs. Today it is called Multiples of America. Those peeps, I became part of the community by having twins and becoming a member of an organization where I was involved with other people who had the same type of children that I had in the form of multiple birth, either twins, triplets, quads. So as a result of having multiple birth children, I grew into another community and have another set of peeps that I rely on and that I'm a member of. And I belong to member clubs where we exchange ideas, we have common, discussions, we do research, we have publications, and it's that community, that network that I have that I'm harmonious with in many ways because of my twin daughters. So when you think about your peeps, you know, who are your people and why do we stay involved with our people? We build relationships with people through common interest. And I think some of the problems that we've seen over the past year is a result of not having the interaction with our peeps. So I thrive on relationships. I am a people person. And anyone who knows me knows that I do not see a stranger. And I enjoy the interpersonal connections that I have through my compliance association, my Mothers of Twins association, you know, the various groups that I belong to throughout the country in compliance and, you know, clinical research and committees that I serve on throughout the various connections that I have. But what you have to think about is, what is the meaning of those relationships to you? You know, is it a family relationship that you are, you know, connected to people through family, through marriage, you know, through your parents? You know, those are peeps as well. And there's relationships there that there's a bond that you can't deny. And then we have acquaintances and colleagues that are relationships in our community. And those are people that we tend to work with and associate with as a result of our careers. And we've seen that over the past year with the nursing profession and how nurses have pulled together to be a community in support of taking care of patients on a day in, day out basis. It's a calling. And many nurses are a part of that community. And the reason that they like their job is because of the community that they're in. Then we have, you know, intimate relationships, romantic relationships. And I think that, you know, what we have to remember is whatever the relationship that you have, being more connected will make you have better mental health. And I think, you know, signs that you are in a bad relationship might be that you are isolated even when you're with your peeps, or you feel like you can't be yourself around your peeps. And that would be a point where you feel like you have to think about what type of relationship you are really in. Because I think my peeps are part of my life and keep me going. You know, since my husband died, I don't know what I would do without my friends, my people, my associations that I'm involved in, you know, serving on a board of directors, you know, partaking of activities with other people, having people that you can call on when you have something going on or conflict and you need to talk to someone. And, you know, being able to be yourself and not hurt people's feelings is another form of the types of peeps that we all need to have in our lives. And some of that is, you know, some of it might be a best friend. It might be your sister. It might be your spouse or your significant other. But, you know, that relationship that we need with other people to meet our needs is a healthy one. And when we do not have that, you know, we suffer, and it can cause us to have significant, you know, problems in our lives without being able to have that connection with someone, you know, and having that attraction and that wanting to talk to somebody and feeling like you can, when you're down, pick up the phone. And you know, I will tell you that without friends and without, you know, my people across the country, I don't know what I would have done, you know, over the past 3.5 years. So I think looking at, you know, your community and what it means to you is something that you need to do on a daily basis. Think about who gives you strength. You know, who do you need to make you feel like you are alive and that you have that sense of community and you feel a sense of belonging? Because for me, I need those bold connections. I work to have the connections with other people. And I'm a dog with a bone when I'm doing that. And I can be a trusted friend and someone that somebody can rely on. And not all people have that capability. And some people do not have the capability to influence others. or make a difference to something else or a group or a committee or, you know, a group of colleagues. And some people have to have that in order to be fulfilled. And there are some people who are more of a loner, and they do not really need the connections and that emotional, you know, intertwine, so to speak, that some people do have to have in their life. And I think remembering that if you need that community, you know, make sure that you are grounded in that and that you keep it important in your life and it's a priority. Because I can tell you, without that community, without my family, my parents, my sister, my friends, my work colleagues, my peeps, I would not be who I am today. And I certainly do not think that I would be as happy in who I am without having the connections with other people. So if you're in a job that you're not happy with, or you're not happy, you know, with the things that are happening in your life, it might be that you need to look at some of your relationships or your connections with others, you know, your colleagues, your friends, and look for those peeps that give you the strength to take on the challenges that come at us. Because if you don't really understand that the word community means that you share common values and that you have interaction and support from others, you might find yourself without that network. And I think that people sometimes have trouble when their network fails. And I think that, you know, during the last year, we've seen where, you know, there is power in being with other people. You know, we've learned that being by yourself and not being with your social connections can be somewhat damaging to some people, and it can cause people to have emotional distress. So, you know, look at your life. Look at the people that mean something to you. You know, find your peeps, because without peeps, you might not be the person that you can be, and you might not be happy without that level of community. Author Kathy Reichs wrote one time that an elite confederacy of nerds, my peeps. And I think that's what I'd like to end with. I couldn't live without my peeps. Go find yours. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.